great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is October 4th, and it is Friday. Finally, the day we've all been waiting for is here. And that also means that Alice Reese is on air with us today. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwell Herald Banner. And she brings us movie reviews every Friday morning at 7:20 during Morning Edition right here. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a few movies we're going to talk about this morning. We've got Gravity, Parkland, and Pulling Strings. Now, this first one, I keep on saying that I'm looking forward to a movie. But this one right here, I am really, really looking forward to. I've seen all of the advertisements for it, and they just look absolutely phenomenal. This first one is Gravity.
Yes, and it is phenomenal. I was impressed with the previews. I thought, oh, how did they do that? And I thought, well, it can't possibly measure up. Well, it does and more. This is an amazing movie that needs to be, I can't emphasize enough, to be seen on the big screen in 3D. And that's actually going to be so much better than waiting around for the video. This is not the one you want to wait around for. Sandra Bullock plays Dr. Ryan Stone, and George Clooney is Matt Kowalski. They are astronauts, and they are involved in a spacewalk just at the time when debris from a satellite collides with their space station Explorer, and they cannot contact Mission Control in Houston. So they eventually try everything, but their big attempt is to reach the International Space Station powered by Kowalski's thruster pack, which is how they move around in space. But anyway, despite all the technical stuff, the technical stuff is what it's about, because when you see it, it's like, how did they do that? We're used to special effects. We're used to all kinds of things that, you know, are amazing and CGI and whatever. But this tops all of them. And by far, I'd say it's the technical achievement of the year, and perhaps the emotional achievement of the year. It's got quite a good story that goes along with it. And it's just a big thrill ride. It doesn't run that long. It's about an hour and a half, but I don't think I breathed during the whole thing. And Sandra Bullock has already got an Oscar, but she just outdoes herself with this one, and I'm sure she'll be nominated for this stunning performance because it is so incredibly physically taxing and then, as I said, emotional also. Just a wonderful sci-fi adventure. Best thing I've seen in, I don't know, a very, very long time.
See, that's how I felt about Eagle Eye back in 2008. Whenever that movie came out, I sat in the theater and I literally sat on the edge of my seat and couldn't breathe towards the end of that movie. You saying that did this with this movie really gets me even more excited to go see this movie out there.
And yes,
you
said that, and because of the technical things, but it is just seamless. You really believe you're out there in space with them. It's so convincing.
But only if you're watching in 3D.
Well, I suppose you would get something from the rest of it, but not the full experience. So I advise that entirely.
This next one we're going to talk about is called Parkland.
The first time that they have told the story of the Kennedy assassination from this angle, director and screenwriter Peter Landisman, he recreated the history, but this time he focused on the truth about it, in the sense that it's all the secondary players, the people who were actually there, they all come to life in this reenactment that is so convincing that it's another one of you are there. But this time it doesn't so much about assassination theories. As a matter of fact, it doesn't go into that at all. It's all about the people. Abraham Zapruder, who's played by Paul Giamatti, who was the man who captured the images of the assassination on his Super 8 camera, his life was forever changed. Lee Harvey Oswald's brother, Robert, James Badgedale, and a surprise casting was Zac Efron as the trauma room doctor, James Carrico. It turned out that the trauma room doctor really was 26 years old, so it's convincing, but I was just so surprised to see Zac Efron in there. And then Billy Bob Thornton is a Secret Service agent, And the best performance in the movie is by Jackie Weaver, who plays Marguerite Oswald, this very strange woman who was Lee Harvey Oswald's mother. But this is just a beautiful bunch of research. It's based on Vincent Bugliosi's book, and then the director, who was a New York Times reporter, he did it 3 years of his own investigation. So it's just very, very fine and hard to watch for somebody like me who's old enough to have been there. I was in Dallas when this happened, and so it's hard, but it's true.
I've heard many, many stories about that day, and I've seen many newspaper clippings. So I know that it was a very traumatizing day, and now we're seeing that reenacted on the big screen.
Right, and Peter Landesman, the director, he was living in New York during 9/11. He wasn't born when the Kennedy assassination happened, but he puts the two traumatic events together as seminal parts of American history.
And this last one we're going to talk about is definitely a end of the spectrum. It's called Pulling Strings.
This is 60% English and 40% Spanish with subtitles. And it stars Jaime Camille, who is a superstar in Mexico. He's delightful. He plays a mariachi singer who has a romantic interest in Rachel, who's an American who works for the U.S. Embassy. She's played by Laura Ramsey. And they have good screen chemistry, but the script itself is just so tired and same old thing, and it's all about trying to locate a lost computer, which is just kind of lame. Film also has Tom Arnold and Stockard Channing in it, and they're expecting to kind of cash in on this film lately called Instructions Not Included, which is a Spanish film, which is the number four movie in the nation for the last 2 weeks. So they're hoping for some of that crossover.
We've had three movies this morning: Gravity, Parkland, and Pulling Strings. Alice, we'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you then.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can hear her archived episodes right here at KETR.org. Also, support this station and programs like Movie Picks with Alice Reese by moving your cursor to the upper right-hand portion of the screen and clicking Support This Station. Fill out the online form, or if you'd like to pick up your phone, call 800-882-KETR. That's 800-882-5387, and let them know that you'd like to show your support for KETR today. Thanks for listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. I'm Daniel Starks. We'll see you next week.